Consider these words with that lens. For instance, and this is a quote from the New York Times article of October 22nd, 2016 by Peter S. Goodman and James Cantor, entitled, "In Trade Deals Demise, Globalization Grinds to a Halt." Quote, "Trade theory teaches that exchange across borders is ultimately beneficial to both countries. Some groups will win and some will lose." Some always being that 0.0001% being the ones who win. And their surrogate buffers. But, continuing, society as a whole, and of course they define what society is, so it's a win-win for them in terms of locking us out ad infinitum. Society, i.e. not us, benefits provided the terms of trade are fair and regulated. Because remember what Proudhon said, you know, there is no such thing as a fair wage deal. Once you've put yourself on the market, the game's over. The whole game is poisoned, is contaminated. When we lose ourselves, ownership, authentic ownership of ourselves, we lose everything. As Shakespeare told us, as I'm sure many before him told us, that we've been denied access to. Continuing. Supposedly, society benefits provided the terms of trade are fair and regulated by legitimate governments operating transparently. And if you heard our earlier musical segment, you got to hear Prince say, two-party system, lesser of two dangers, illusion of choice, download a veiled form of fascism. Nothing really changes. And I have to tell you, he talked about that song, or at least, and I don't think exactly those lines, because he'd already talked about a song also from that same CD, Lotus Flower. He talked about Dreamer, which I'm going to try to play later. Try to play. You know, in which he begins in this interview, he says, you know, it feels just about like a plantation, this country. And as we're going to see in a second with his mention of Miles Davis, it went nowhere, you know? I mean, this is explosive spoken word that I think he was led to believe just being on this man's show would mean it would go somewhere. No, not so much. Not so much. Context and discussion is everything. So let's continue with this this quote. Upload a two-party system, the lesser of two dangers, illusion of choice. Download a veiled form of fascism. Nothing really ever changes. You never had a voice. If you look, you're sure going to find throughout mankind's history a colonized mind. The one in power makes law under which the colonized fall. And that's unquote from Prince. Continuing with our New York Times article. Here is what is most extraordinary about the demise of the, and of course these things never are, they're never going to let these things really die. They're just going to, you know, behind scenes do whatever they have to do to keep some strand of it alive. Here is what is most extraordinary about the demise of the Canada-Europe Pact. It did not involve wealthy countries and poor countries with different labor and environmental standards. It spanned two of the most affluent, democratic, and regulated societies on Earth. Again, we ask, and this is my interjection, and once we come together and discuss, the answer becomes obvious. Even when one's head is not being blasted extra legally with EMF and therefore doesn't know for certain for absolute certain this state is not democratic, that this is fascism. Quote from Prince, your 1,000 years are up. Now you got to share the land. Section 1, the 14th Amendment says, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Unquote. Mr. Mann, we want to end this letter with three words. We tired of y'all. And that's from Prince's Dear Mr. Mann from the CD Musicology from 2004. Even when one's head is not being blasted extra legally with EMF, we know that a global class system is by definition totalitarian. We know how to create good lives for ourselves. We've known this since there was an us, an our, a we. We don't need their help. Look at what their continuous worrying of Haiti's free people, their before being messed with blessed gift of self-sufficiency. Every household could feed itself. And truly, a few communal hens, sheep, and gardens, and so could we. But no, the power guys can't have that, so they stepped up with their pound till obedient operation while flooding us with images of Haiti's supposed backwardness. I'll tell you what's backward. Letting global power guys continue to manage us. When we have the technology for ongoing global work stoppages generally, and when the secrets of living in balance with the earth, in self-sufficient communities, interlinked and associating freely with our brothers and sisters globally, have been known for 30 centuries. Recall what Hesiod said, and you can see the full quote if you go to the page on the website called Palmer's Chat. Quote, for the gods, and let's think power guys, keep hidden the livelihood of men. Otherwise, you might easily do enough work in a day to have enough for a full year with no further need to be working, and might immediately hang up your rudder in the smoke of the fireplace and release your oxen and hardworking mules from their labor. That was 30 centuries ago. And Kropotkin said the same. The point of the Power Guys' global dominance project is not really to answer the question, who wins, but rather the question, will the people keep losing so we can pretend we are supermen?